Hey peeps, cheers to a new year. Clink.
Clink.
Clink. Oh my gosh, everyone. Happy 2024. Welcome back to Restitching the Tapestry. So one of our favorite things about starting a new year and a new season is we get to switch up our aesthetic just a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
So Ari had the brilliant idea of like, let's add in a cityscape in our introduction, like our intro. And I was like, that's a brilliant idea. So then I was like, all right, let's shift it to also the background. Why not? Right. So consistency is key, right? Oh, Arpy's here. Thank you. Lacey's here. Thank you, Lace. It's good to see you, my dear. Oh my goodness. So it's 2024. I guess, I mean, it's been probably what, a month since we've done a live show, right?
And so I've missed this so much.
Me too. Like,
oh my god, I need to come back so bad.
I know, me too. Like, it's been getting me through. So I guess since our last season, what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Oh my god, I've been like slowly melting down. Like, it's been snowing. And I'm just like slowly like falling into like a brain rot. Like, I went grocery shopping the other day before like the snowstorm hit. And I was just like, I'm going to get like everything I need. And then like the snowstorm hit. And I was just like, I made a video of like all of the anxiety and stuff. And I was just like, because I've been waiting on like cat food for like a week. And I was like, I don't have cat food. My cat's going to starve today.
Oh no.
I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I was just like, I have nothing to like distract me from all of this existential snow dread.
You know, like, no, but I'm glad that you mentioned the rot thing, because that is literally a thing. I was watching a TikTok the other day where somebody was like, I need my rot days where I just like lay catatonically in a bed watching reality TV, rotting away while it's blizzarding outside. And I was just like, that sounds both incredibly relaxing but also kind of horrifying to me too.
No, this was horrifying. It's horrifying to sit in the rot. I was like, I need something to distract me. I need something. So that's why I literally planned for my birthday of like getting out of my house and like rotting somewhere else, because I was like, I need to get escape my apartment and go rot in a hotel room and go drink some wine and eat cookies and drink their coffee in the hotel room and and deal with
Lacey. Lacey says, what does it mean when you do that every day, asking for a friend?
It means that you have the best lifestyle.
I would say that it is art now. It is art.
It's the art life.
I love it. I love it. No, like, I don't know, like, see, the thing is, like, for me being an introvert, like, well, a selective introvert, let's just say, What is the word? Ambivert? Okay, an ambivert. What a deep cut and throwback to our first season, right?
Absolutely.
No, like being an ambivert, like I just need those days once in a while, not like too many though, because then I'll get like really anxious if I have too many in a row, right? But like if I can have one every once in a while, it's like rejuvenating in a way. It's just like I'll come out of that rot day and be like, oh, I'm a little flower on spring peeking out of the snow, you know.
Usually it's Sunday for me. If I can have like one day like on Sunday where I just like, I'm like, all of you, I'm gonna lay here and look at YouTube and read my books and not do a single thing, but like If it's during the week, if it's like unplanned and like I'm, because it usually I get these like moments of like paralysis where it's just like all of a sudden like you're not able to like function. I have the because it's like my bipolar, it makes these like moments where I'm just like paralyzed and I'm just like I can't function. I'm like, I gotta get out of this. I gotta like claw my way out of this. And it's like, and so like pulling out of that, it can be like extremely difficult, but also like it's easy and it's difficult at the same time. Because like once you're just like make that decision to like, hey, I'm gonna do this thing, and then just like throw your phone, because literally what I do to stop it is I will throw my phone and I'm like, no, it's time to go.
You know, it's interesting. I think that we should definitely expand on talking about this because our next episode is overcoming seasonal depression part two. And I think that that also has a lot to do with it too, right? Like just being stuck indoors all season long, like limited light, all of that jazz. Like that can be very debilitating. Brian is here. Hello, Brian. Lacey's like, you know me in trash TV. That's
Absolutely.
been me like all throughout Christmas break. Oh, and thank you. The Godzilla mug is cutesy. I got it for my birthday from a very dear friend of mine. And hugs to you too, Brian. Thank you. So, yeah, like, no, I guess between our last episode and now, like, I don't know, the Christmas season's always very busy for me because it's obviously,
You had a birthday.
yeah, like we had Christmas. Our anniversary is right after Christmas. And then my birthday, and then of course New Year's, and then your birthday's in that, and then Britt's birthday was 2 days ago. Like that's a lot of stuff.
Which happy birthday, Brit.
I know, right? Happy belated birthday to you. It's only been a few days ago for you too.
Oh,
My
39.
goodness. 30. No, I don't believe it. You look like you're in your late 20s to me.
Oh, don't even. Oh. Oh.
Oh,
Ooh.
beyond, okay, so beyond like it being hectic and a lot of like social stuff going on, like I've been doing pretty well. I was a little bit creative over break, which was nice. I got to get some stuff done. I'm working on a few little projects here and there. Nothing like huge or anything like that, but fun thing. So Lacey's like, Ari, I'm 39 in May. I feel that.
39 Club. Woo, woo,
Woo.
we're gonna join the 40 Club next year and we're gonna have so much fun.
Need to plan a celebration.
My goodness, I'm gonna celebrate 40 by doing a marathon.
Do it.
I'm gonna do the LA Marathon. I'm gonna have so
Ooh,
much
that's a
fun.
big one too.
I
Arpy
know.
says, you guys don't look 30. Thank you, Arpy.
I know.
So, okay, we are, it's strange to think, but we are on season five. And how
I
does that
can't believe
feel?
it's weird how time flies.
It is very strange. Because it literally, I was just the other day, I was like kind of looking back on some videos and I was like, oh my God, it feels like it was just yesterday that we started this. And then fast forward all the way till now, we're like the seasoned podcasty people who've done this for a while. Whereas back then we were just like, we were like, oh crap. Whoops. There we go. I'm losing my control.
I just remember the early days. I would just like not react to what you were saying, and I would just be like really quiet. And I would just be like, we would just like have these moments where it would just be like he would be talking, and I would just be like non-responsive, and I'd just be like, you would just be like, Ari, are you there? Like.
I was always worried about like overspeaking because I was like, am I bulldozing over Ari because I'm a jabbermouth?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I triggered you into realizing you're 40 next year. I'm
Oh
so
no.
sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
Oh
so
my
sorry, Lacey.
goodness.
It's okay. It's okay. We can you know, I'm that's why I'm wearing the glitter.
The glitter.
Because we're young at heart, and you can just live your best life and just enjoy the fact that you do not have to. You can age, but you do not have to grow up if you do not want to.
You know, so I don't know about you. I mean, I do have my moments where I feel like I'm 60, but then I have moments where I'm like, okay, I'm in my mid 30s, but I don't feel bad. Like
I still don't have like body aches or pains. Like some people, they have like, so as long as I don't feel my age, I feel okay. But like, I understand that's very ableist, because like, yeah. I understand like Lacey, like she has like a lot of like, she's had problems with that, mm-hmm. you know, with having any surgeries and things like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, and in a certain aspect, I've had a lot of privilege when it comes to those things. So it all depends, you know, like whether, and some people like, you know, are younger than me, and they've experienced a lot of things where, you know, they do, you know, have bad backs and bad limbs because they've been in the workforce and they've worked jobs right. where it's destroyed their bodies.
Or they have conditions like fibro or, you know, something like that too. No, that's a very interesting, that's a good point that you just made. Lacey said, Donnie, you know, we're going to.
So in a certain aspect, I feel very privileged in that I don't feel 39, and that I'm lucky in that I don't feel a certain amount of pain, and that I do feel very lucky in that aspect, because they say when you hit 40, it's supposed to be that you all go downhill, and you know that it's supposed to be that your body starts to, you know, break down and things like that. So I feel as though in a certain aspect I've been lucky up to this point. But you know, and like I've seen a lot of people online who, you know, I've been diagnosed with like cancer and things like that. A lot of cancer I've been seeing on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it's been very interesting ride that, you know, people who are my age and, possibly younger, getting diagnosed with like very serious illnesses, in this past year. And so I feel so very lucky and special that, you know, I haven't been diagnosed with certain things, that have afflicted other people. So, you know, it's just, and that's part of like, you know, why for this, you know, talking about the cycles of the new year, you looking ahead, you think about like, how do I want to spend this year? Because I've been given this time of, mm-hmm. you know, you yeah. think about it. And it's like, I've been given this gift of this yeah. year. So it's sort of like, you think about, you know, I have
everybody's journey and battle with aging is going to be drastically different. And I think it yeah. is important that we could have a whole episode about that too, because there's so much to unpack. It impacts each community differently too. So,
yeah.
Tiffany is here. Hi, Tiffany. It's good to see Tiffany. You. So current event snapshot really quickly. We have a blizzard coming here in Michigan, everyone. Are we battening down the hatches?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the blizzard. We were just talking about that.
There are some people who are really excited about it, and then there are other people who are like, meh, and then there are some who are like dreading it, and I'm kind of in the middle. I'm just like, it's been a while since we've had a big snowstorm, but I also am like, is it really going to happen? Because I feel like they estimate that we're going to get a ton of snow, but then it doesn't happen. So.
Oh, do you know how people prepare for snowstorms is that they always get bread and milk and toilet paper. Isn't that like a trope of like preparing for a snowstorm by getting the basic necessities of bread, milk, and toilet paper?
It's like, oh my gosh, it kind of echoes back to the pandemic toilet paper hysteria, remember?
Absolutely.
Lacey says, it's been a running joke in my family that when I turned 18, I was always saying I'm almost 40 each year after that. And now it's actually here. What the heck? I can imagine it's probably kind of, I don't know, startling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Gray says, my granddad just turned 80. He's still very active and he loves to play golf and go for long walks.
Oh, nice.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, Lacey, we did have like a snowstorm on Tuesday that was supposed to be way bigger than it was. And down where I live, like we got mostly rain. So like we didn't get like a lot of snow.
It's supposed to snow again this weekend. And it's supposed to be like a huge storm this weekend.
Yeah, like since you're over by the lake, you guys are supposed to get like a ton of snow.
Yes, I know.
It's going to be, well, let's pretend that it's going to be a beautiful beach, sunshine.
It's
a pina colada with an umbrella in it.
It's not.
Oh, Tiffany Gray earlier.
What was the comment for me? Oh, it sounds like I'm in my 20s. Is that what the comment was? It sounds like I was in my 20s. You know, it's staying young is all about a mental state of mind. And what it is that I often listen to people who are younger and my age. And so that's why I often sound like I'm younger than myself, is because I have stayed youthful, I think. I think that's really what it is. And that's why I sound like I'm younger, is because also I dress to the fashion, latest fashion trends. I think that's why I sound younger than I do.
Because I think so, yeah.
Because my glasses are Gen Z trend. And I tend to dress on trend with,
you know. I try to too as well. Like, I mean, being like what I do every, like in school, like I don't want, like I don't know. I feel like gays also have like this unique struggle with aging, which we can talk about during an aging episode eventually, because that's a lot to unpack too. But like, I know for me, like aging almost is like a currency. But then, it's funny, I struggle with that, but then at certain points, like, I'll be outside gardening in a straw hat, you know, embracing my grandmother aesthetic that I really want, so.
We are going to get to New Year's resolutions, because that is the whole theme of this episode.
We will be talking about those here in just a few. Tiffany's, I'm 36 and I am still a 5-year-old.
That's great. I love that.
RB's 33 and still feels like a kid. So I think we're eager to talk about New Year stuff. So let's get to our mission statement first. Ari, it is your turn.
Okay. We live in a dynamic society where social media shapes us by creating greater opportunities for connection. It has led to a developing understanding of the adversity many marginalized communities face, the powers causing the adversity, and those who act as bystanders as atrocities take place in real time. Our goal with this show is to make connections and have challenging conversations about social topics, current events, pop culture, and art. Together, let's weave the threads of understanding with what privilege we have in order to learn, educate, and create in a world that's growing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Tiffany says, I still have a bed full of stuffed animals and Barbie dolls. I mean, my office is like adorned with Godzilla figures, so I'm embracing my childhood wonder. All right, so it's 2024. How does it feel? Where are our heads now that it's 2024?
Oh my goodness. So I feel overwhelmed about 2024. Because for me, I feel as though time is already getting ahead of me, and I already feel like, because for me, like, I've got training that I have to do, and I feel like there's just not enough hours in a day to get everything done that I want to get done. And I feel I already feel like everything is just kind of out of control. And I already feel stressed out, and I already feel overwhelmed, and I already feel like I have to take a step back and just slow down and just try and process that I can take this year slow and try to take it one step at a time. Yeah. And that whatever I get done, I can just take it as it comes. Because if I don't, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
No, I really relate with that. I feel like the beginning of the year, well, I mean, describing all of those dates and stuff that, you know, happened between the end of 2023 and early 2024 so far, like, it's felt chaotic to me. Mm-hmm. And being somebody who needs downtime once in a while, like, I feel like I've not gotten a lot of that. So I've entered 2024 kind of like feeling like I'm in this state of chaos. And like, I've been struggling with like keeping track of things. Like, I just feel like everything's a mess and I just need to really do like an early, you know, early new year decluttering of everything. And I've not fully done that yet. And it just needs to happen.
We were talking about this in the back room about how I started to declutter things because holidays, I got so many presents for my family. Like, I got an enormous amount of gifts. And so what it was, like, for me, a lot of gifts. Like, I'm not like a person who gets like a lot of gifts. So like my mom bought me like this huge pot and pan set. And so I already have pots and pans, but they're like not as good as this new pots and pan set. So I like have to declutter those, like get rid of the old ones and put the new ones in. And so like, and she got me like a smoothie maker, like, and so like I already have a smoothie maker. So I have to like get just getting rid of stuff and just, so I have things and like, I just have, and like, I don't know if you can see this, but there's just like stuff, like I've been living on my bed. There's just like stuff, piles of everywhere. And just like, I have to do my laundry and just stuff. And like, I took out trash today, 2 bags of trash. And like, I still have trash in my apartment that just needs to, it's just, and it's part of that chaos of just everything everywhere.
Everything everywhere all at once.
Absolutely.
No, I definitely feel that. And see, my struggle is that, and I tried doing this last year, but I'm really trying to avoid doing to-do lists because to-do lists for me create like this ridiculous pressure where like, if I don't accomplish the entire damn thing, I'm like imploding, like, oh, what is wrong with me? So I do want to get to the comments really quickly. I'm so excited that we have an active chat today. Tiffany says, I have a bed full of stuffed animals, Barbie dolls, and fluffy sweater blankets. Tiffany loves the way you read out loud.
Thank you.
You do have a great reading voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Arpy loves plushies and Pokemon. Me too. Lacey says, my bed is full of stuffed animals, never too old. Arpy loves is that Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Backstreet Boys. Tiffany says, well, my head is no longer up my ex-best friend's ass. So I no longer have a front seat wrote. that got me. Lacey says, I got pots and pans too, and I'm in the same boat. I just need to organize and get rid of stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiffany decluttered toxic people. That is an important part of the decluttering process.
I feel like that's such an adult Christmas gift, just to get pots and pans for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's like something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about decluttering toxic people.
Well, that too. But like, it's such an adult Christmas gift, is to get pots and pans for Christmas.
You know what? Like, and I love it.
Yeah.
Like Britt's mom got me an espresso machine for Christmas. I don't think I've mentioned that yet on here. Yeah, she got us an espresso machine for Christmas, and I've been using that thing constantly. And you know what? She heard me mention it on the show, because you were talking about your espresso machine, and I was like, oh, I wish I had one.
Yes! Espresso domination.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good, right?
It is so good. I can't live any other way now, honestly. Yeah, Lacey says, you know you're an adult when you get excited over pots and pans set. I get excited over that, and I get excited over, like, office stuff. Like, if you buy me a set of pens, a set of dry erase markers. Oh.
So with espresso machines, can I just talk about, like, the way you can level up your espresso game?
Absolutely.
So you get this little tool. It's called a WDT. And what it is this little acupuncture tool that you use to take the clumps out of your espresso. So you just, like, spin it around, and it just, after you grind your beans and you put the espresso in, you just use this little WDT tool to get the little clumps out of your espresso. And then what you do is get something called a puck screen, which is this little metal puck screen that you put on top of your freshly, like, pressed pot or your espresso. So, like, you put it on top, and then when you put it in the machine, it evenly distributes the water on top of your espresso, so you get less of a sour taste in your espresso when you brew it.
You're basically a barista. You're basically a barista. Tiffany says, well, in case you don't have a pot to piss in. Lacey agrees on the office stuff. Yes. So I guess even though the new year has been starting out chaotically, like, I do, like, I am kind of excited about the new year. Mostly
terribly excited.
So I guess now with that in mind, like, what are your new year's resolutions or goals?
You first.
Let's switch back and forth. How about that?
Okay.
My first New Year's resolution / goal is to just in general drink more water, because I need to. And I, like, Ari, I have days where the only water I drink is in my coffee.
Donnie, that's not water. That's not water.
And then I feel like trash, and I'm like, that's why I feel like trash.
Donnie, I have a water channel that specifically is designed to get you to drink more water.
I know. I need to watch more of your videos. Maybe that'll empower me to just drink more. I will say my goal is, because I have, like, a large, like, bottle of water. I think it's, like, 24, 32 ounces something. I'm going to start drinking at least one of those a day to begin.
So what you, the problem with drinking water is that we set up these goals of, like, drinking, like, a huge thing of water. And what it is that usually if you just, like, because I know that, like, microplastics and, like, drinking bottles of water can be bad, but, like, making water fun is often a way of, like, making it so that you can drink water. So, like, drinking a glass of water and, like, putting a little bit of, like, Mio in it, because that's what I have, is this Mio. So it's a little bit sweet. So, like, getting that as a way to start out, and also doing things like drinking sparkling water and, like, flavored waters. When you drink, like, doing things like that, it makes it so that it encourages you. And often, like, doing that so, like, you can drink during, like, meals and things like that, it makes it so that it doesn't taste just like plain water, and so that it encourages you to drink more water.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point. I guess, Ari, for me, I'm going to be honest, the reason why I don't drink more water is because peeing is inconvenient.
It really is.
Like, I'll be, like, in the zone doing something, they'll be like, oh my god, I'm going to pee my pants if I don't go.
But then you get up and go to the bathroom.
But you have, peeing is healthy.
And then having a body is healthy. And
having a body.
And taking breaks is healthy.
Having a body that pees regularly and has regular bowel movements is healthy.
And having those fluids move through your body is good.
Ooh, I wonder how much we're going to talk about poop this season. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. By the way, everybody, if you've not watched the highlight reel and the shenanigans reel from last season, go check it out. There's, like, a whole 6-minute segment where Ari and I, from the from clips from the whole season are just talking about poop.
But literally, like, drinking water is like, I have a whole channel dedicated to encouraging people to drink water, and like, I'm almost on my 1,000th video on my.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
But you know, even me having a water channel, sometimes it is a struggle to drink water. Because, you know, there are days where, you know, I wake up, but I drink water at, I'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm going to drink some water right now. And it's like, you listen to your body and your body will tell you.
Lacey wants to know what your channel is.
Oh, it's Bucha Baby.
Can you spell it? I'll put it in the chat for everybody.
If you look up Ari Drinks Water, it'll pull up my channel.
There we go. No, what I love about it too is that, like, in some of the videos, you like just have random conversation about things. And there was even a video you did where we were like in the back room preparing for an episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so catching up on some comments here. Tiffany is excited about the new year. I hope this year I finish my album. I hope you do too.
I wanted you to finish your album. I'll listen to that.
We are manifesting you finishing your album.
Mm-hmm.
RP says, I decluttered myself from toxic cult on Instagram, and I'm glad. Good.
Oh my goodness.
Lacey needs to also work on water.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiffany's goals. Tiffany gave us a list. Love it. Stay true to myself, number one, which is your goal every year. Number two, work on my mental health.
Okay.
Number three, work on my physical health. And then number four, finish album. Good.
Nice. Those are good goals.
Yeah, I think those are great goals. Okay, I shared one of my New Year's resolutions. Now, Ari, it's your turn.
So I didn't actually write down a list of goals because
I didn't
want to pressure myself into all of those things, but I made a mental list, of like things, just like nebulous things that I had in mind that I wanted to do for this year. And the first thing that I really, really, really want to do is I want to prep for this half marathon. And I'm so excited. I've been making videos about it. I've been talking about it. I'm like really excited because it's on the plan that this year I'm going to do a half marathon and next year I'm going to do a marathon. And I know I'm going to be so slow during this half marathon. I know already that I'm going to be like the slowest person in this half marathon. But the thing about it is that I'm going to train and I'm going to do it. And that's the whole point.
Right. I am so proud of you. Like, I've been watching those videos and like, it takes a lot of like perseverance and fortitude to train for something like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Now, one of my favorite videos was that one that you did once where you were just documenting your whole experience going through that, you know? And I think that that's something that other people can look to and find motivation from, too. Mm-hmm. My next goal or resolution. I do want to take my physical health a little bit more seriously because of events that happened throughout 2023. Like, I really prioritize my mental health so much that I think that I just let my physical health kind of take a back seat. And I'm really wanting to at least get into the habit of working out at least 3 times a week. I think if I can just focus on 3 times a week, that's a pretty good goal. That's not like too much for me. And I'm also trying my best, even on days that I can't work out, to meet my step goal of 8,000 steps a day. And so far, I've been doing pretty well with that.
That's pretty awesome. That's a pretty reasonable goal because 8,000 steps is something like 2.5 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, like, so the thing is, like, a lot of my job is sedentary. So, like, I'm sitting in an office a lot, or I'm sitting in front of a computer grading, lesson planning. So, like, now what I do is, like, if I'm on campus, like, I will get up and I will, like, walk around campus once or something like that.
That's nice.
You know, just to kind of get me away from a computer, you know, get me a little bit active, enjoying nature a little bit, so on and so forth.
I like that. That's really good as an admirable goal. I like that.
Thank you. Your turn.
So another physical goal that I have is that I am, because it has to do with like the espresso machine, and it also has to do with like grocery shopping and stuff. I really just want to eat out as little as possible this year, and just not eating fast food or any, just eating out in general to save money for one, and just because of my physical health, just because I really just do not like eating out. Like if I go to a restaurant, I want to eat out at a nice restaurant. I don't want to eat like junk food. And I say this today as my sister bought me Domino's, but I really just do not want to.
Ooh, pizza.
I really do love pizza.
Pizza is my vice too, honestly. But I know Lacey can relate with this too, because Lacey and I would bond over pizza all the time.
But the thing about it is that I'm just, I rely too, like I had Taco Bell last night too, and I was just sitting there thinking, and I'm just like, I really, really think that I need to cut fast food out of my life again. I did it before, but I really just need to cut it out again. And I think that like the reliance on fast food is, I think that like it gets to be like a crutch that like, you know, you rely on fast food too much, and that you just can't, that like it makes it so that you don't want to like even just warm things up at home, or like even just like cook anything. And it's just, it gets to be like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And so like, I just, you know, it gets to be like, you know, it's easier to buy like a $15 pizza than it is to like warm up, you know, chicken nuggets at home or even something. Yeah. And so like, I want to break that cycle of, you know, breaking that mindset of, I don't think that I should do that because I don't think it's good or healthy for me mentally or physically.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because for me, my issue with eating out, and we do every once in a while, like, is kind of like a treat to ourselves, because it's nice to enjoy the ambiance. But I think for me, it has everything to do with portion size. And that's my biggest vice. Like, I will overeat and then I will feel so terrible afterward.
Right.
And like, and because like, if I go to a restaurant and I have a huge portion of food, an appetizer, entree, whatever, like, I will feel like this pressure, like I need to eat it all or else I'm wasting money, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Now I've gotten into the habit of like, okay, I will order this panini from a restaurant or a sandwich. I'll have half of it right now, and then the other half will be for lunch the next day. So like, I think like for me, being able to kind of like break that up a little bit has helped me. It helps me remember that like, okay, I am still consuming it, so I'm not wasting money, but I'm also not gorging myself to make myself feel horrible.
I think being able to like throw a waste, like being able to waste food, I think that getting in that mindset that it's okay to throw food away. And like for me, like if I buy like takeout and stuff, like being able to waste that food if necessary, I think that's something that I might have to start to confront as like something that I can do. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the next step, is that, you know, I don't have to eat all of it. And that even if it's delicious, I'm okay with just, you know, if I need to throw it away or if I need to not eat all of it, that's okay. Maybe that's something I need to start confronting about myself. Maybe that's something I need to start thinking about, that, you know, if I have takeout, not because I will overconsume as well. And that's something that I do as well.
Yeah.
And that's something I don't like about myself.
Same. I feel that way about myself as well. And you know what? We'll get through it. We will get through it. So let's both share one more resolution. So I would say that my other resolution / goal is to start my third full-length poem collection. I have the poems. I have the concept. I just haven't started fleshing it out, making it cohesive, it's going to happen. I'm kind of, like, I'm at that point, like, at the beginning of the new year where I'm, like, I'm ready for a new era. Donnie Winter, the Eras Tour.
Yeah, new era of poetry. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm so excited to see what the evolution is going to look like.
Yeah. And you just put out a new collection of poems, which, by the way, Beachfront Property, everyone, is phenomenal, and you should check it out. Mm-hmm. It's been, like, my evening reading the last few nights, and it's been, ooh.
It's very, very long.
It's long, like, but that's good. Like, I think that that's unique, though. Like, a lot of poetry collections aren't that long, and it's nice to have something that's more long form, right?
It's a year's, because I go to the beach every day and I write 6 poems a day. And so it's a year's worth of poetry that I wrote day after day after day after day, longing and desiring somebody who did not know I existed. And so the whole point of this long collection is that it shows this wave after wave of physical, mental, and emotional desire, mm-hmm. That it just continues on in a 300-page collection, which basically is the length of a year. So a page for every day, basically, showing how much I just longed for this person every day for a year.
Wow. There's some, like, very visceral pieces in there. I'm like, so everyone, it's on Amazon. Go check it out. It's totally worth it. Ari, do we want to, okay, let's look at comments really quick. And then do you want to share your final resolution / goal?
Sure.
So let's see. Both Tiffany and Arpy said that they love walking on a treadmill and they put on music.
I love walking on the treadmill too.
Me too. Tiffany says, I personally don't like wasting food, so if I finish it, I save the rest. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
Lacey says, I need to not order out as much. I DoorDash way too much. DoorDash is so tempting.
Same.
So during the pandemic, I got in the habit of, like, DoorDashing.
Do you ever get the Dash Pass, and it's so much cheaper.
It is. And I just got into the habit of getting a Fuji apple salad from Panera, like, once a week. And I still do that. And I'm just like, do I need this? But it's so good.
It's so good.
Tiffany says, hey, Ari and Donnie, are you going to put out audiobooks for your poetry collection?
I have thought about it, honestly.
Me too. If I do that, it's probably going to be an independent thing, because I know not every publisher has the resources to facilitate that. But, like, I would love to do that.
I'm currently working on an ebook of beachfront poetry or beachfront property. I'm trying to get the ebook together for that. But I am totally open to doing an audiobook of beachfront property, because I think that would be very interesting.
That would be amazing. Like, when I read the poems, I'm literally reading them in your voice, and I'm just like, ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, what is your final New Year's resolution / goal?
Oh my God, it's such, and this is the reason why I was so overwhelmed. I want to write 12 screenplays this year.
Ooh.
And so I have so many ideas for screenplays. So a screenplay a month. And I'm already halfway through one screenplay this right now, which is A State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not done any work on it so far. And so I need to get on working on that.
You got this.
I've been focusing on typing up my poetry all of the poetry that I've been working on from last year. And so I've been doing all of that for another collection or several collections, because I think I'm going to break them up into smaller collections.
Like little chat books.
But I got very overwhelmed. And so what I did was I wrote some smut for Taylor as a way of alleviating
some. I hope Taylor gets to hear this too. Taylor's not here tonight, but I know Taylor appreciates a good smut fic.
But I was like, I'm just going to write some smut and make myself feel better as a way to like alleviate some of the pressure that I feel about having to write so much this year.
Right. No, I totally get that.
Up on Amazon, so hopefully she sees it.
Tiffany says, if we did audiobooks, it would make the books more accessible to read. Absolutely. So like that's something that I intend to advocate for more when it comes to like publisher talks and stuff like that too, because like that accessibility is crucial. Tiffany says, Ari, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
I concur with that. RP says, Donnie, your success is deserved, and screw those who told you that your writing is a joke at one. Yes. Well, you know what? Joke's on them, right? Okay, so we have like 15 minutes left and we still have a lot to talk about.
I know, my goodness.
Let's talk about breaking cycles. So what sort of cycles have we created for ourselves? Are they good? Are they bad?
So one of the cycles that I'm doing is I'm doing a weekly cycle of doing my exercise routine. So I'm working out 5 days a week. And I'm doing cycles of that. So that's one of the cycles that I have started for myself. But as far as like breaking cycles, I'm breaking the cycle of negativity with myself that I can't do, you know, I can't do it. And like, you know, because I'm overweight like that I have to, you know, that I have to wait until I lose weight to start exercising, that, you know, that I have to work on my diet first before I start working out. And it's like the negativity is that I, you know, and that's the thing with like the half marathon training is that it's, I tell myself that, you know, I can do it when I lose a little bit of weight, and then I can, that, you know, I'll do that later. I'll do that when I lose the weight. And the thing is, it's always going to be later, and there's always going to be time for it later. But the thing about it is, if I do it now, when I start training now, I'm going to lose the weight, and the time is now. The time to get started is now, and just to do the work and put the time in and start and just do it and just have the discipline and just tell yourself you're going to do it. And like, I was starting to lag off the last couple of days because of the snow. But like someone was like, I'm invested. And I was like, that motivated me. And like tonight, I'm like going to go down to my gym and my building, and I'm going to go do the work and put the time in, and I'm going to do it again. Cause I'm just, that's just what you do, is you just got to put the time in and you just got to do it.
You know, a couple of things. I think that's wonderful, by the way, what you just said. And I think that's probably the biggest and most difficult cycles to break, is this cycle of just kind of putting things on the back burner or putting things off. And we do that for a variety of different reasons, whether it be, you know, kind of like our own discomfort, our own worries about our inabilities to do things. I know like that's one of my cycles that I'm trying to break. I'm trying to break like that negative self-talk that I'm always like, I think you even pointed it out to me earlier today. You were like, Donnie, why are you saying this negative thing about yourself? Okay, and I was just like, I know, said, right?
Donnie, you're so positive. And you were like, oh,
I was like, is that a good thing?
And I was like, yes.
It's because I've had people say, Donnie, you're toxically positive before. And I do think there is a such thing as, I feel like toxic positivity isn't genuine. Whereas I feel like I strive to be genuinely positive, but no. So, like,
poor Donnie getting wrapped up in his own mind and just being like, everybody hates me.
Everybody hates me, and I need to minimize myself to as much as possible.
Poor Donnie.
Ongoing thing to work on in therapy. Let me just say, but no, I think that what you said at the end of that about somebody saying that they're invested, that's so important, because I think when we invest in each other's success, like that just, that's so invigorating, right? In a whole variety of different ways. Like somebody telling you, like, you know what, Donnie, good job. You did that workout. Like, keep doing it. Great. Ari, like, I want to tune in to keep watching you train for this marathon. Keep doing, you know, like that really feels good. But I think that it feels good in a way that doesn't feel like pressure either. Right.
Right. Like, I'm invested. I want to see what you can do. I want to see what you got, kid. Like, step up to the plate. You got this. I want to see what you got.
And I think that's important, because sometimes I think because of our own trauma and histories, we don't see what we're capable of when
or other our people own potential. Can. We don't think that we have our potential.
And isn't it amazing how, like, strangers on the internet, of course, I'm not including any of you in the chat in this, but, like, isn't it amazing that, like, people who just randomly comment, like the fact that they can be invested in us and believe in us in a way that we can't, like, that's really interesting to me.
Well, even the people that we know, like, having them, like, just being like, I think you can do it. Because my sister said, she was talking about, like, how she was going to support me and she was going to help me buy a house. And I said, you know, don't write me off yet. You know, like, maybe I will go back to work someday. And, like, maybe I'll, you know, figure, maybe I'll be a very rich person someday, because maybe I'll sell, like, a screenplay or something. She's like, you know what? I think you might do it. I think you've got something up your sleeve. And I said,
you do.
I said, really? She says, I think you've got something in you that you might not realize it yet, but I think that you've got something up your sleeve that the universe is going to provide for you. And just hearing that, just like that, that my sister believes in me in a way that I didn't necessarily even believe in myself. Just hearing that from my sister, Jessica, just made me feel really good in a way that I didn't expect.
That makes me so happy to hear. That's good. See, those moments are so important, though. I have this image in my mind of you working in a writer's room at a studio. Facilitating. Really? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I just gave myself goosebumps thinking about that. Ooh. Ooh. Tiffany says, one cycle I'm trying to break is allowing toxicity and toxic people in my life. I have a problem where I see the best in people, and it's gotten me into some abusive relationships and friendships. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Tiffany, because one of our questions is, how have you or people you know broken certain psychological generation or social cycles or curses, patterns that have repeated year after year, right? Like, that's important to reflect on, because sometimes, like, our own insecurities make us feel like, or kind of give us the impression that we are comfortable around certain groups of people who might not be good for us, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you do take that step to break away from those toxic groups, like, that, it can be scary to do, but it's also very freeing, right?
Immediate relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arpy says, I am trying to be less negative toward myself. I have the tendency to underestimate my capabilities. You know, I do that too. I guess I had this thing. Okay. Interestingly, a couple of days ago, I was able to finally announce the news that I contributed to a Godzilla project, right?
Which I'm a little jealous about, but also really excited about. I'm only jealous in that I want that for myself as well. And, like, I'm
and we're manifesting it for you.
I'm going to manifest that for myself. But also, I'm really excited for you in ways that I did not realize, like, just how important, like, this is just going to be, like, so exciting. And I'm so excited because I know your mind and I know the kinds of things that you write, like, this fan fiction with Godzilla, and just seeing, like, knowing what you're going to create. I'm just like, You're going to create something really good. I just know it.
Thank you. I mentioned, because I made a video tonight about that, and I honestly like that little, that inner teenager who wrote fanfics for so many years. Like, that's such a validating moment, you know? And it's not to say that, like, releasing collections of poems has not done the same thing. It has. But leading to what I was going to mention here is that, like, one of my things that I'm working on is not feeling completely bamboozled when other people celebrate me in any way. And it's interesting because Britt just facilitated like a little birthday get together for me. And I really never used to celebrate my birthday that much.
Aww.
And then like, we had like this conversation about like, oh, like you don't really celebrate yourself, or you feel like you're not in your body when people are celebrating you. Cause it just, of course, prior trauma, all of that jazz.
It's part of that minimizing.
Yep. That whole minimizing thing. And now I'm trying to get comfortable with that visibility of like, oh, I did accomplish this thing. It is a good thing. And you should be proud of yourself for doing said thing. Right.
Yeah.
A work in progress.
You're doing great. You're doing fantastic, Donnie. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you, Tiffany and Arby. You're both so kind. Arby says, I learned in therapy that I have an anxious attack. Therapy, like, that's, I know therapy.
It's half the battle learning that, though.
It is. It is. And of course, there's also what to do with that information after you learn it too. Like, therapy is not, I know it's not for everybody, but oh my goodness, has it been helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
How does breaking cycles relate to self-image, diet culture, negative self-talk, and patriarchy? Well, I mean, it frees us of those pressures, because those are creating pressures, whether we're aware of them or not.
So for me, like, especially with the new year, because you have that like new year, new me, I've got to be like the most, like, you know, fantastic. So like with self-image, like you have this idea of like breaking cycles, especially like, because I'm talking about things like, you know, stopping things like eating fast food and talking about, you know, working out and doing fitness things. I'm not doing those things because the end goal is to be the most desirable physically, or like, you know, doing things that adhere to like a patriarchal culture or like diet culture things. I'm doing those things because I don't like eating out and I don't like how it makes me feel. It's not because I'm doing those things because patriarchy tells me that I have to, you know, eat healthy to lose weight, to be the best version of myself in order to appease the male gaze. And that's part of the breaking the cycle, is that I'm doing these things because I want to feel good in my body, not because I'm doing it to appease some kind of male culture idea.
That's probably like the biggest cycle to break. Well, I just mentioned the other cycle being the biggest one. This is probably another one of the biggest cycles, right? This breaking of the cycle of like, I'm doing it for others as opposed to doing it for me, right? That's something that I really connect with as well, because like, I mean.
And it's not to say that I wouldn't even not eat fast food ever. It's just saying that I want to reduce the amount that I eat now. That like I'm eating too much. It's not saying that I wouldn't ever eat or that I wouldn't treat myself. Right. It's just saying that I want to be more thoughtful about how I'm eating out and like what I'm putting in my body, and that eating more quality food, and that just being, and like, it's not even saying that like when I eat at home that I have to eat like the most healthy. I'm talking about like that I'm going to eat vegan chicken nuggets and French fries, that I'm allowed to eat what I want when I want it. And like that, so it's not saying necessarily that I have to eat like the healthiest in any necessarily way. It's just saying that I want to be more thoughtful about how I'm eating and when I'm eating.
And we do that because we know it will make us feel better about ourselves, right?
Right.
It's something we're doing for ourselves, not for everybody else's comfort.
Right.
So, what are some healthy new? Okay, so we've already established some healthy New Year's goals, right? Is it healthy to say no to New Year's goals completely? Is it okay to have some goals at all? Ooh, those are interesting questions, I think, to end on.
I think that's why I didn't write a list, is because I was like, for me, I always, because I was looking at, on my old computer and I had written like specific goals down that I just never ended up doing. And so there was a certain amount of like guilt that I just never ended up doing those things. And so for me, when I have like just a nebulous idea of like what I want to do, if I never end up doing those things, I don't have that future guilt of, if I don't end up doing those things, it's okay because it wasn't set in stone that I did those things. And it's like, these are just sort of like nebulous ideas. Like, I want to write 12 screenplays, but it's not like I have to do it once a month, or like that I have to do it within a set time period. Or if I never even quite get to it, well, that's okay because it wasn't actually a set goal anyway.
Uppity 892. Welcome. It's good to see you. Says, hello, new to commenting here. I want to overcome the fear that I have of wanting to get my poetry published and want to get a book out there. You know what? You have the ability. You have the artistry. I always tell my students, because I have students who have the same fear. I always tell them, like, the world needs to read your story. They need to read your work. They need
This
to
is
see you.
both of us gassing you up, saying, get out there, put your poetry out there. You have a voice. Do it. Do it. Put your
Do
poetry out there. Get a book out there. Get published. It's so easy to get published these days. Put your poetry out there.
one thing that I wanted to add, building off from what you said a couple of minutes ago. So one of my friends here on YouTube, she goes by M Cummings. I was watching one of her latest vlogs about like the new year and kind of like, because like she also had like a very interesting take on like New Year's goals and suggested that, I might create like a vision board, but I'm not going to necessarily create like a list. Like, so a vision board will give me like a visual idea of what I'm aiming for. And it's not to aim for like these stereotypical like new year, new me mentalities, right? Because like really, we're still coming into the year as who we are. It's not like we're just snapping up. It's not like we're erasing a dry erase board and we're a brand new dry erase board, if that makes
Right.
sense. So, but I thought that was very interesting what she said, and I thought that I
That
would
is
impart that
very
here.
interesting. I'm excited about it. I should make a vision. You know what? I have Canva. I can make a mood board, like a digital mood board,
I
and
think that's what she used. She used Canva. I'll have to send you the video.
like I love it. I want to do that.
So we're going to look at a few more comments here and then we're going to probably head off. Both Tiffany and Arby are telling Uppity892 to go for it. Yes. And then Tiffany says, I like to set goals for the new year because every new year just feels like a blank journal for me to write a new story in. I like that.
Ooh, that's so poetic. I love it.
Like you're writing a new story for yourself. You know what? That's almost the perfect way to end, don't you think?
I love that. Yes.
Lacey's like, I'm still here listening. We love
Well, we're just
you.
about ending.
Well, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. It's great to be back for a new season. And we're really looking forward to our new episodes coming up because there's going to be some exciting and fascinating ones. There will still be shenanigans, though. I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, she wanted to say that we are soft, fluffy sweaters, and she wants
Oh,
both of us with a very soft, fluffy sweater.
we love you.
Thank you so much.
Well, everyone, you have a good rest of your night tonight. Don't forget to subscribe to our channels. Don't forget to click like for the algorithm, please, if possible. And if you get a chance, if you can share our show around, that would be great. Anyway, we love you and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.